And that's already been drilled.
And the sewer, of course, that's not our job here, but I am curious what you have in mind for that.
So with the sewer, let me go here, that is John Suti. I've spoken with him. We discussed a system called the Presby system, and the Presby system is the septic system that he recommends for the sewer, and it's DNR approved. So everything will be through the DNR.
So yeah. You have talked to him
and
know what you need to do.
Yes. And I have. I didn't provide the copies of that, but I do have.
Yeah. And that's not our job.
Yeah, as I said, it's not.
I was just curious.
I have. There's the site survey for that. And so on.
Okay.
Any other questions?
Board, you guys have any questions?
Okay. No?
Nope.
Okay. In closing, I would like to again thank you for your time and consideration. And I guess that's it.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
All right, so is there anybody else that'd like to speak in favor of this project? Okay, so we're going to start with anybody that'd like to speak in opposition of this. Keep in mind that we'll have a time limit up here on the top left corner right there. You can see where he moved it with the marker there, the white square. And we're going to, if you kind of see me hold a finger up, that means we might be going over that time. I'll try to be as patient as I can. I just know that there's a lot of people here, and we'll be here all night if we don't really pay attention to that.
Can we take that board down so we can see?
Absolutely. Yeah, Ronnie, do you mind? Yeah, thank you.
And can we see what's on that board, too?
Absolutely.
We greatly appreciate it.
Yep. And that pedestal, too, if you don't mind. Okay. All right, so we're going to move forward then. And if you don't mind, state your name, please.
Yeah.
And your address.
So my name's Ashley McConnell. I reside at 248 Mesquite Drive in Meadow Ridge Subdivision. So I'm off of, when you go down the first road horizon, I'm right over here. Right here somewhere.
Okay.
Houses. I've come to this meeting tonight, obviously, to present my concerns we have for the tent, camping, and RV sites being proposed. Currently, there are 46 campgrounds in Branson, all within a 10 to 15-mile radius from this location that's being proposed. At the last meeting, the proposal was for 36 campsites, but I've heard, obviously, and there was discussion at the last meeting of there being six being granted to see if that idea and location would work. My question is, what does six do, in my opinion? Only allowing six would open the door to those seeking long-term living in campers, and at that point, only allowing six does nothing for the matter if those living within the area already see an issue with 36 being proposed. Six would do nothing more than still make the problem. More questions begin to arise, such as how long will people be able to stay on these lots? What happens to those who wish to seek long-term living or permanent residence on these lots? And then aside from the number of campgrounds already present within Branson, there's an issue with the location with which Ronnie and Danielle wish to establish this campground. Sycamore Church Road holds consistent traffic throughout the day. Along this road, there are several homes, neighborhoods, and small businesses. By placing a campground along this road, we would see an increase in the already busy traffic going in and out daily. This road encompasses a lot of turns, curves, and hillage, making it difficult for certain types of vehicles to navigate, such as an RV, trailer, or fifth wheel. Now, at the last meeting, Ronnie made a point about how people throughout our neighborhood have trailers and RVs and are able to get them down Sycamore Church just fine, just like you saw in the video, obviously, in these pictures. But the reason being, there is room in our neighborhood for these trailers to maneuver and park and turn around if needed. With the campground entrance being right off Sycamore Church Road, there is no room for these campers, RVs, and fifth wheels to turn around or have an equipped entrance into the campground. Our neighborhood is very quiet and is an area away from the heavy foot traffic of tourists. By allowing this campground, we are succumbing to those tourists daily, and we'd be subjecting our neighborhood to be an area for these vehicles to turn around if they miss their turn to that campground. This would disrupt our neighborhood and produce more traffic interruptions, as there is little visibility entering Sycamore Church Road as it stands currently. I know in the video you saw the trailer being pulled down Sycamore Church. There's not a video of them trying to get out onto Sycamore Church once they're already in the campground. And that's a big issue. Even in our neighborhood currently, us trying to pull out of the neighborhood is an issue because there's little visibility. It is a big hazard. Aside from the traffic is the concern for safety of our children. Sycamore Church Road has school buses going in and out daily during the school year as it encompasses numerous bus stops on the Branson School District routes. And by allowing a campground to open on the main road in the route, we would see interruptions in their daily routes and risk being imposed on school bus drivers. Sycamore Church Road is already dangerous enough with its low width, no shoulder for vehicles to pull over, and low visibility around every corner. With a campground, we would see recreational vehicles trying to pull in and out daily onto Sycamore Church Road with little to no warning to the drivers already on the road. This is an issue for all drivers, but school bus drivers specifically, transporting numerous children. It was stated at the last meeting that a school bus has even flipped on its side due to inclement weather on this road, and this would be a posed risk to those vehicles as well going in and out of Sycamore Church Road. So if a school bus can flip over, it can also happen to these vehicles, or if these vehicles are trying to pull out and there's inclement weather, it poses a risk to those school buses who are transporting children. Another concern, many if not all, is the homeowners have is the value of our homes. I know Ronnie addressed that and gave you guys those comps to look at, but even with comp number 3, the one that was that he compared the home being sold before a campground was built and the one that was sold this year, that campground hasn't even been opened yet. It's not even up and running. So that comp isn't really even comparable, in my opinion. And Ronnie did mention at the last meeting and currently how he's had problems in our neighborhood while residing there. Ronnie did approach my husband and I about a lawsuit he was pursuing and suing the board due to the trailers among the neighborhood. And Ronnie went ahead and took pictures of people's homes who had trailers and compiled his own evidence to propose to his lawyer, which is obviously on this board. My husband and I had no interest in joining the lawsuit as we like our neighborhood and enjoy those who live in it. But after hearing of this lawsuit, Ronnie then went on to state that he was building a home off Sycamore Church Road, and then that quickly changed to a campground. And I believe this is in retaliation to the issues he's had while residing in the neighborhood. All in all, my husband and I feel this location is not a good fit for tent camping and RV sites. While we support small businesses, we feel there are other areas surrounding us that would be this would be welcomed with open arms. I appreciate your time and willingness to listen to our concerns. Please keep these in mind while you further make your decision.
Thank you.
Hi, my name is Allison Davis. I live at 140 Horizon. I live right next door to Danielle and Ronnie. So as I was watching that, the video of the truck coming down, I noticed a couple times the crossing over on the double yellow. And if you have another vehicle coming up, the bus or another trailer, and it's crossed over on a double yellow, it could clip, it could do something, it could turn. So I did notice that. Another concern of mine, too, is yes, six campsites. I know as a growing up as a kid with my parents camping, we'd load the bikes, bring friends, do all that. Campgrounds had pools, you had a recreation area, you had that fun stuff, and this doesn't have it. So what are the kids going to do if somebody has their kids with them? Are they going to ride their bikes out to the road maybe? Because the road, Sycamore, is close kind of to the campground. It doesn't seem like it's going to have access for kids on bikes either. Or if somebody wants to go hiking, where are they going to hike? Are they going to go onto somebody else's property? And this was kind of mentioned, and I know Ronnie did say they can go down the road. Are they going to walk down the road? Because I know when I go camping, I don't want to hop in my car, and I want to go where it's convenient around where I'm at. Also, I know when Ronnie purchased the property, his dad walked over. My husband was out in our garage, and he walked over saying that he was building a house, and then all of a sudden now it's a campground. So it's like, why a house to a campground? Why? And why six? So just concerned about that. And like I said, I live next door, so he's had his trailer. And I'm also on the board at the development. So we've had people that have had their campers or their trailers, and they've asked the board permission. I'm packing up to go somewhere. Or I need to leave it here for a couple weeks. I'm going to clean it out. Or things like that. So we've had people ask us if it's okay, if they've had it in front of their house due to certain reasons, or my roof has leaked, I need to fix it. So they've asked permission, we've given them the okay to do it. So for him to go and take pictures, that might be one of the residents that we've okayed for them to have their trailer out there too. So I just kind of want to bring that up too. So we've given okay for people to have their trailers and stuff like that out there. So.
Okay, real quick, I have a question. So you're on the board for the subdivision?
Yes.
Okay, so do the residents of the subdivision have to have permission to bring their campers or RVs in there?
Yeah, they're not allowed. You can't have them there. But if they want to bring them there, say if they're going to pack up to go on a trip, then they just email us. We've asked everybody to communicate with us, and they communicate and they pack it up.
So do you feel that the road is safe for them to bring their campers into your subdivision then?
No, because I've seen, like, there's a big RV that was parked on the road, and one of the roads, and cars, and it's a two-way, and cars can't get past it. So,
But you do allow it.
We only for certain, like, we'll say 3 days, two or three days.
But to come in and out, you do allow it.
We do, yeah, they can come in and out, no problem.
So there's not an issue.
You can't see it.
Do they come in from a different highway, like a different
There
direction?
Can be Horizon, they come in from Sycamore. They do come in from Sycamore and then go down either Horizon or, like, Ronnie's had his trailer parked. I live next door. He's had his trailer parked in the street. And when I back out, I can't see. And I've been almost hit several times. So it is a hazard.
Yeah. And the only reason I'm asking is because this board looks at the reasons it's denied. And one of the reasons was the access to the route is not adequate. And so with you being a board member of that subdivision, my question is, your board is okay with campers coming in off of 248 down Sycamore Church and into your subdivision, is that correct?
But they're not camping.
No, that's not the question.
No.
The adequate of the road.
Oh, you're saying for
any length of time. They're still able to come into your subdivision.
It's the traveling. That was the issue, is the traveling.
The traveling of the trailer coming in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you're okay with that?
They can. I mean, because figure too, your houses are being built and stuff, so you have equipment coming in, but we just don't want it staying because when it's parked, but also when there are big, it's the cross path. It's like you have this big vehicle coming through and then the cars coming around it.
I understand that. I was just asking about the safety of the road.
Coming down Sycamore.
And your board is okay with them coming into your subdivision. That was all I was asking.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks.
My name is Fred Scarborough. I live at 370 Tall Oaks Drive in the neighborhood itself.
Can you show us?
Sure.
You would take the second road in and then come down to the bottom and then keep coming. Yep. And then my home sits down here on 6 acres.
Perfect.
I think one of the early things that everybody has talked about has been the road with the campers. I think the video that you see is someone who is familiar with the road. He even said that he's driven it since it was a dirt road. So that's much different than a person who is coming here on vacation and is going to drive down that road. All of the residents who live in that neighborhood, they drive that road with their car 3-4 times a day. They're familiar with the road. The people who are going to be coming down that road to camp or RV are not familiar with that road at all. So it's a totally different experience if you've never driven somewhere and to be pulling that large of a camper. The second thing that I'd like to say is about the other RV parks or campgrounds in the county. I work in law enforcement. I go to these campgrounds on a regular basis. We have a lot of probationers and convicted felons in long-term campgrounds. I could probably give you 4 or 5 more that have decimated the area that they live in and that they're around, not just those 4 that you can pick out, especially when you said there's 40 of them in our county. The last thing I would say is that I have hunted all 3 sides of this property that is in question here for over 20 years. And so the area where it's being built is a cedar glade. So it's just most of it is a cedar glade with just a rock base. So the water would run straight downhill to the creek below it, which is not on that property. I've walked the points of it this year turkey hunting, familiar with the land very well. Everything runs downhill straight to that creek, and that creek is not on their property. So any kind of fuel or extra, whatever it be, waste that's on the ground, it's going to run onto someone else's property immediately because it's a rock area. I also worry about the septic. I know that we're not here to discuss the septic. And Mr. Sudi is the one who's given him some advice. But I feel with that rock area and trying to get into that ground to put a septic,